Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Once again, here's a wonderful week and a wonderful episode. I'm excited to be able to teach you, to be able to create great value for you and give you some good stuff today, because I know this is something that many of you guys are hoping and even praying for right now. Hey, as a reminder, be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com. Hey, if you feel like you need to find extra cash, you need something like that, you need extra money in your pocket today, and you don't have to live on rice and beans to do it, I recommend you go to moneyripples.com and go ahead and download our free ebook. It's called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. Go ahead and download that and get that for your arsenal. I mean, easy, quick, easy read. Even if you're not a reader, this thing is like 28 pages, and it's 28 pages because I added page breaks to it. So really, it's maybe like 10 to 15 pages of full-on reading. So good stuff. This is actually the number one thing that have helped my clients free up, on average, about $34,000 a year. So check this out. Good content for you. You'll love it. Hey, so I want to talk about today. It's interesting. I've had several conversations with people, and I want to ask you a question. Do you really own a job, or do you own a business, or do you own a job? You know, which is it really? Because I know many of you guys, those of you that are in business, you've probably got into business because you wanted more freedom. You wanted more, the freedom of your time, of your schedule, of your freedom to be with your family when you want, to make the money that you want, freedom of your own destiny, so to speak. You want to do what you love and get paid doing what you love, right? And I know a lot of you guys are doing that right now, but a lot of you guys probably feel like you're not getting paid what you should be. If you're an entrepreneur, that's probably always the case. It's probably very common for you to say, boy, like I know I should be further ahead than I actually am. And I know a lot of you out there exist. In fact, I just had a conversation with a colleague today. He said, Chris, I need your advice. And he started talking to me to say that, you know, he's doing, you know, all these different marketing strategies. He's taken all this advice he's been getting from business coaches, from other business owners, friends, marketers, you name it. And they all got their own suggestions, their own ideas. They all say, here's what you should do. Hey, this is what I did when I had your kind of business. Hey, this is what you should do with marketing. Or, hey, you know what? I do this stuff with websites and SEO, and I do this with advertising. You should do this and that and the other. He's put a lot of time and money and effort into all these things to get more marketing, but he's still feeling frustrated. He still feels like he's not reaching the people. And I wonder if you feel the same way. Maybe that's not your exact situation, but do you feel similar? Do you feel like you're working your tail off, but you're not getting much? And in fact, maybe your company makes good money. And I've had friends like this too, and other colleagues, where they make great, their company makes good money, but they don't bring home a great paycheck. You know, it's almost like sometimes their employees make more than they do. If this is your situation, one, we should probably talk more in depth for sure. But two is like, this is something that needs to change, because as the business owner, you should be the number one paid employee. You know, and in fact, you shouldn't even have to feel like you're an employee. You should feel like you're actually someone who owns a business. You're running a business. You're not like someone who's trapped and stuck inside of a business. And what I've seen happening is that most of you, especially if you, this is resonating with you in some way, shape, or form, most of you don't need to be doing much differently. I repeat that. Most of you don't need to be doing much differently. You need to be doing less. So instead of doing more, feel like you need to do something more to be able to get the word out and working harder, you should probably be doing less. You know, I was talking with my wife, Adise, here, and I know I need to get her on this show because she's amazing. She's incredible. She's the new money mama, you know, and it's pretty fitting that we actually are partnering up in so many ways. But, you know, her and I were talking the other day, and as we were talking, we're realizing that most people, most entrepreneurs, and if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, great. By the way, if you're not a business owner, you're listening to this, this is still applicable to you. This is even true even in your job. This is even true with your life. This is even true if you think that you have to work harder to make more money. this is not the podcast for you, or this is the podcast for you, but it's not the philosophy you're going to hear today. It's actually going to be about doing less. And hopefully that's music to your ears, because most people aren't teaching that. Most people are teaching you how to get after it, how to work harder and do more. And what we noticed as we were talking in our conversation the other day, yeah, we're working harder and trying to do more. But, you know, I'll tell you that most people need to do less. It's not about doing more. It's about actually doing less, saying no to more things rather than saying yes to things, rather than trying to be busier, like we've talked about in the last few podcasts, but being more productive, right? And I think that is the number one key, is that it's not about doing more. It's about doing less. And so when I was talking to this colleague, I think this is applicable to all of you. He might feel like he's alone, but in reality, I know there's so many of you that need this right now. And so he's like, Chris, what do I need to do? Like, I'm doing all these things, and I'm still not seeing the results. I'm not being paid what I feel like I should be paid. And I feel like I'm just making it, you know, pretty much just month to month, paycheck to paycheck, like just trying to get after it. And I told him this, and I'm going to tell you guys the same thing. If you ever feel like him, or if you ever feel like what I've just described, listen up. So the first thing I said is, you know what? You don't need to do more. You need to do less. I just said that, obviously. And I said, after that, I said, you know what? You need to follow your gut. I mean, what's your gut say? I said, you're going to all these networking groups. He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, do you feel like you should be? He's like, oh, I don't know. Like, that's just the thing. Like, I feel like I've been doing a lot of things there, but I don't know if it's necessarily the best use of my time. I said, what's your gut tell you? And by the way, it's interesting because he's like, I don't want to follow my instinct. I don't want to follow my gut. And I said, that's exactly what you should be doing. One of the biggest things that changed for me in the last year in my business is that I started following and listening to myself, listening to my gut. Started to follow that. Now, each of you might be a little bit different. It may not be your gut. It might be your heart. Whatever it is, wherever it is. The thing is, if you're trying to follow your brain, you'll probably go crazy. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Trying to logically figure everything out. I'm not saying throw away logic. I'm just saying if you're just trying to use logic to figure out and strategize, you're going to run into some really hard times. Because sometimes the best advice that you can follow is advice that logic would say that's crazy. You know, I'll give you an example, and I know you guys love this guy, but an example is Donald Trump. You know, now, granted, he's become a little bit crazy with the politics and everything lately, but with Donald Trump, what's interesting is that when he was first approached by Mark Burnett to do The Apprentice, he was approached by him, and Mark Burnett says, hey, this is something you should do. It should only take like 4 hours a week, no more than that, a couple hours, 2 to 4 hours a week. That's the max it should take. And so Donald Trump went to his advisors. He said, okay, guys, what do you think? Now, it's interesting. Trump has a whole team of advisors that he uses on his staff. If you've ever watched The Apprentice, you've seen some of those advisors actually on that show. And so he asked them, he said, what do you think I should do? And they said, all said, absolutely not. You will be a laughingstock. It will kill your reputation. It will kill the Trump brand. Don't you dare get on that show. And he kind of listened to their advice. He said, you know what? My gut says do it. He says, in fact, how much worse can my reputation or brand be? He's like, it was just 10 years ago that, that we had several companies that went bankrupt. You know, it was just several years ago. We were like in the hole about $900 million. So how much worse could it be, really? So he went with his gut. He went against their advice and went with his gut. And what ended up happening is he ended up doing The Apprentice, and, you know, the rest is history. He probably would not have the presidential platform had it not been for The Apprentice. Win, lose, or draw, he wouldn't have been where he is if it weren't for The Apprentice. And so that's the thing that I want you to understand, is that there are a lot of things that you probably need to be saying no to. You probably need to work less. I told this other guy, I said, you know what? You need to take a breath. You need a breather. You don't need to quit your business. You don't need to stop completely, because most of you guys will like run and go crazy and burn out and then just want to quit your business. That's not the way to do business. Burning yourself out is absolutely the wrong way to do business. And in fact, you'll probably realize that even if your company makes money, you won't, because you're killing yourself. And even if you make decent money, is it worth it? Is it killing your family life? Is it killing your health? I've watched friends age early, like age, because they wouldn't do this. I remember there was a financial advisor kind of guy that I got on his email list out of curiosity, because somebody said, hey, he does a lot with the women's markets. You should check him out. I got on his list, and you know what he says? He says, hey, in the first time in 10 years, I've finally taken a vacation. It was my honeymoon. I'm like, you want to follow that guy? That's the guy that's telling you to, like, you know, buy the pumps, right? He's telling women entrepreneurs, like, yeah, go buy the shoes. But at the same time, he's not even buying the shoes. He's like not even going on vacation, except for like once every 10 years to go on a honeymoon. You know, that's crazy to me. Like, that's not the way to live life. And so take a little rest. This rest might be a day. You know, it might only be a day. If you're worried about making more money, it's okay. Take a break. You will always make money. The one thing you cannot do, and this is what I told this guy, I said, if you're running so hard, what will happen is you'll end up being almost like someone who's on a trail. You're trying to get home. You got lost in the woods. So you're running and running faster, just trying to get home faster. But you don't know how far off course you've gotten. You need to stop, get your bearings about you, and do something that puts a smile on your face. Like, seriously, like, you know, for me personally, like, I like to sometimes just unplug. You know, I haven't done this as much lately, but when things were kind of busy or crazy, you know, I would actually just unplug. Actually, I still do this. It just feels different than it used to because I would almost burn out and then unplug. I recommend you do this hopefully before you burn out, but if you're burning out or are burned out, you should do this. And so so I just said, hey, I would go up on the mountain or I'd go up on a high hill where I could overlook the valley, go in the wilderness or nature where there's water because I love the sound of rushing water, whatever it is. Like I told him, find your mountain, find your water, you know, find that and find something that puts a smile on your face. It could be a bike ride or a nice walk or a stroll. It could be golfing for some of you or whatever that might look like. Do something that puts a smile on your face. Feel good. Get yourself in a nice, relaxed state. Don't worry about money or business for at least a day. Get your bearings about you. And then as you've gotten yourself in that state, then start to say, hey, what should I be doing? What can I do that's less? Get yourself in a nice, calm state, an abundant state. You cannot be in scarcity and make decisions, but get yourself in that abundant, nice, relaxed state, and then think. It's the same thing. You get lost in the woods. You're not going to keep running and running and running. You're going to get lost. Take a breath. Get your bearings about you, find out where you are, at least figure out where you are, and start to move that direction. And you'll find you'll get out of the forest much faster than just running and running and running. You'll be caught in a rat race forever. And so take that break. Take, you know, just do something, put your smile on your face, something that makes you relax, makes you feel happy. Do that, then start to jot down some notes, journal or whatever it might be. Write down the things that you think maybe you should be focusing on. You know, for me personally, like I love doing these podcasts. This has become a priority for me because I know this is a way I can communicate with you guys and give you what you want. I also know that the best people that I love to work with come because they listen to this, they resonate with me, and therefore they not only resonate with me, but I resonate with them, and it's perfect matchup. Like it's not a tough conversation to say, hey, we need to work together. So yeah, I focus on this a lot. I've stopped going to a lot of networking meetings. In fact, I haven't been to a networking meeting, I think, in a couple months. And I'm okay with that. The funny thing is, like, you know, you'll see if you follow me on social media, you'll see I have like almost a webinar a week coming up here with different people that are good fits for me, like great people that I aligned with. And now I'm starting to joint with them on some things and affiliate. Now I've said no on other things because I'm like, nope, it's too much for me. And I'm okay with that. I've tell you, like, even though I've said no more times, I've said yes in so many instances, and I've spoken less and I've done less. I have made more money. I've already surpassed last year's numbers because of that. I'm telling you, follow your gut or follow your heart. Follow what feels right to you. In fact, you might have to undo all the business advice you've gotten. You know, I told this guy, I said, hey, you should probably go to my wife's, you know, her vivid life mapping seminar where she's teaching people how to get clear on what they want and what they need to create. Because most people don't know what they want. Most of you don't know what you want, to be honest. Most of you are just running. You think you want something. Most of the time, you just know what you don't want. No, actually, what you do want. You're not specific enough to know what you want or who you're even serving. And I told him that. I said, you need to know who you're serving and focus on them. Get them in your mind. If you can know who you're serving and you get clear on that, and I mentioned that on a previous episode, you'll find that those people will be attracted to you. And so know their mind, know who they are. They'll feel like you're talking to them, whether you're talking to them or not. You might be talking to a group of people, but they'll say, it was like you were just talking to me, like you knew me. Yeah, that's because I know who I'm talking to. You know, if you've ever felt like that with me, it's because you are the person I'm talking to. And that's perfect because you're the person I'm calling out. Now, if you don't feel resonate with me, great. Have fun. Good luck. You know, find someone you do resonate with. That's cool. You know, that's the cool thing. Like, that's what's awesome. So find what that is. Take a break. Get your bearings about you. Find out where you are. Find out what works. You know, and if you need help with that, then great. Seek the advice. Find the people that you feel like are the right people. It might be the people that you journal. You might say, you know what? I need to talk to this person. Like I love when people say, your name kept coming up. I've looked at Tony Robbins or I've looked at Bob Proctor. Or I've looked at, you know, T.R. Becker or whatever. But you kept coming up, Chris. Yeah, because I am the person for you. If T.R. Vecker comes up, then he's the person for you. If it's Tony Robbins, then they're the person for you right now, in that moment. You know, do what feels right. Follow your gut. Don't avoid that instinct. Don't think that that's somehow going to put you in the wrong direction. Most people are thinking too much and working too hard. You need to, in some ways, think less like Forrest Gump. And stupid is as stupid does. Keep it simple. You know, do less and think less in a sense, but feel more. Like, go with your gut. Go with what feels right and watch what will happen. It's so cool. So start there. If there's any one piece of advice I can give you, if you feel like you're overwhelmed, that you feel like you don't own a business, but you actually own a job, a very low-paying job at that for the amount of work you put in, then this is the advice you need to take right now. Do less, think less, but go with your gut more. That is my advice. Take a break. Get your bearings about you. This is Chris Miles signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.